Aleph, Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, before we say anything, I just have to have common sense. Shalom Bais, that's Aleph Bais. If you don't have common sense, then if you hear someone say that it's Shalom Bais to buy flowers, and your wife's allergic to flowers, and you buy it, and she breaks out into hives, so it doesn't help Shalom Bais. And so a person has to always apply what he hears to his situation. Every wife and every husband's yachas is differently. And when I went one time spoke about Shalom Bais, so I said a certain eitzah, and I got back complaints that they're not able to do that eitzah. So in Mela, I didn't mean that eitzah. As Ragans one time told me that the person doesn't have seichel, so then he has to go back in line to get seichel again. That's what he said once. That a person has to hear that not everything that's being said is applies to you, and not everything that is mutter should be done, and not everything that is negay for every house. So that's the haschala. So if people have complaints, they should come to me, and I hear from other people that I said that from Victor Miller that you should make a shvu to your door, and the person not mukha to make a shvu to his door. Now, I also don't make a shvu. I say whatever. I give an example. So I don't make a shvu to my door either. Maybe I'll mention that later on. But he said he's not mukhan to make a shvu to his door. So it's only an example. So if it's not for such people. So also, a person who has a lot of problems, no one knows what's going on in those houses. Also, they need taka a lot of help. So they also shouldn't come here. I mean, I don't mind trying to help them, but not in such a situation like this. Form, right. So before I was thinking to speak, I said maybe I should ask my wife if I have right to give Shalom Bais. But I said I'm not going to ask her. And I said, Taka, I need Shalom Bais, I'll speak for that alone. There's a reason to give. So Taka says, now what I'm saying over here. What I'm saying over here is not dafka to love dafka. Doesn't mean that sometimes men always feel that they're being attacked. It's always the men are wrong, and the lady is always right. And it's not muchach the lady is always right, right? And but it's that some women should also work on Shalom Bais. And some reason when it comes to that they should hear people speak on Shalom Bais, they have they're very stark and called kvud bas melch pnima, and they don't go out and they don't listen. So. But about the, you know, the women that take advantage, and a younger man told me that he's but a chasana, and he met a person who's in the middle trying to get divorced, and his wife uses all the organizations that have rachmanis on women against him. So he has a mamish at saras, they torture him. And he can't handle it anymore. So sometimes the because of the system. I know a lady that verbally rips her husband constant basis. Maybe not a little better, but it was a couple years ago, and Mamish he bumped to tears what she said to him. So he said, "You know, I'm gonna call the police on you." So she wasn't afraid. Call the police. What's gonna happen? You see a tall man, a little lady, and he said, "Yeah, I did something to him." Yeah, he started out with me, and who the police gonna believe? So women can be very vicious also. Not like that the men are always at fault, but we have to just we're trying to see over here that we're speaking to the men. To the men, and the men have to know their job, b'chol pachas. And this is really for B'nai Torah, right? For B'nai Torah, they're willing to work on themselves. Now, there's a joke that the people that say that, or there's a couple jokes that say that marriage is not as good as bracha make it, and not as bad as Yung Light say make it. Right? It's somewhere. What's the pshat? What's the pshat then? Or they say, or I used to have one of the bonim that lived in my community was big into gittin. So he used to always tell me jokes. He said, "Get stands for Gmar Tov." He would always tell me, and so he would say, "There's three rings. There's engagement ring and the marriage ring, and then a suffer ring." You know, he would always say such things. Where does this attitude come? This is an attitude from the Rechoyv. This is a street attitude. And I once met a Baal Bas 2 weeks after I got married. He said to me, "You're still smiling? Obviously, I'm not married long enough." So you hear these things that people have such an attitude. It's such, where does this wrong attitude come from? And Zil Talber said that a person would see before he goes up to the chuppah, they show a video of his life. They'd have to take him, grab him with chains to pull him up to the chuppah. Because whatever he's imagining, what he wants out of, what he's suspecting in his marriage, what's going to be lemaisa is not going to be the shaykh, no shaykhis. So, if it's taka so hard, it's a kosher broker is a cooling native, and a kosher broker set the breed that has to be this way. So obviously, there's some choice that people have. And we see sometimes people, after they marry off all the children, they get divorced. What's the pshat? My parents have family, friends that are getting divorced. Where does it come such a musig that she get divorced after so many years, 30 years, marry off, you have six children, seven, eight children, whatever, you marry them off, and then person is going to get divorced? It comes from the fact that they weren't with the sort of working to bring a yachas of a shlemus between each other. And Mela, she was doing her job, he was doing his job, and right, Parnasa, Torah, whatever it was, and she was taking care of children. Then after, the house is empty, so they're not so working so stark, and the jobs are not as necessary. So Mela, she's older and ugly looking to him, and he's lazy and stubborn, and you know, you have a gorilla and a hippopotamus, they don't go together, and the Mela said they separate. But Pshat is, they didn't grow together. They didn't grow together. And family, husband and wife, they grow together as the years go on, as the chitzonius leaves, but the pnimius comes out, if there's a proper matar. And mela, a person who has that matar in mind, that there's trying to get to the to bring out the pnimius of each other to come hayu labas echad, as the lashon of chazanish is that it's like the right and the left hand, the lashon of chazanish in his letter. That's dino. If you work together, so then avad when you get married, you have to have an attraction towards each other, have to have a yachas each other. But you have to build on that, and when you build that and you build a kesher, so then that kesher overcomes the chitonis, and you see the pnimis of the person. If you see the pnimis of a person, so then that sticks out. And therefore, the ava towards that person is because of what they stand for, what they are, all their milas. And not just the goof. Hashem Kane, if you don't build on that, you just have two people coming together and doing two jobs. So once those two jobs are, the Mela, they look at each other and still they have the chitzonis yachas, and Mela can cause Hashem to divorce after many years of marriage. Now, that's as I mentioned before, that the women also need chizik in these things. It's constant thing needs to chizik, because it's something which is avoided. Anything good in life, which is ruchnius, which is, that's a tachas over here, not just, is only through work. But the ma'isa, we are the bosses. As Rigdon Meloy says, that the husband is the captain, and the lady is the first mate. And therefore, since we are the boss of the house, we are the, doesn't mean that we have to write the checks, or this, or whatever, however everybody's house is in charge, or whatever one, the lady can be charged, a lot of things, little things, but it's the mind frame of the house, the Tzuras HaBayis, which Shemir will speak other times about, the Simchas HaBayis, all are based on the boss. Right? If the Reshiva has a certain, like a Bachar was telling me, that the Reshiva, how can a person be Reshiva for 5,000 people? He doesn't have a Yachas each person, but the attitude, the Tzura, the way he presents himself to the Tzibur, the male, that makes effects in the whole Tzibur. So here also, the way the husband stalls back his whole Matzis, as being the boss, that affects the whole house. Now, the Chassam Sofer, people might know the Chassam Sofer in Nida Mem Hema Beis, says the Gemara there says that women have been in Yisera. So the Chassam Sofer explains that the Chayr, we see that women aren't, their Chachma isn't so great. So what does it mean that the women have been in Yisera? He says, what is Bini Yisera? Bini Yisera is the Iyan HaCharif HaHayach La'ayim LeMerchoy. They can see in the future better. They're able to see things better in a certain way. But if you don't have Chachma, then you make a lot of mistakes. And that's why sometimes you see women get more excited. Bini Yisera causes women to get more excited. They get more nervous because they see things. They see all the stadim. The Chayshishfa. All of a sudden that could happen, maybe this, maybe that, then it's like, you know, why do you think so much? All the things, forget about it. But that's in Teva, the Bini Yisera causes there to be Choker. And he brings out a Chazal that, and this is a Chassam Sofer from Mem Hayam Beis, that Kol Tama Chacham, Sheyesh Boideya, Sheyem Boideya, Veil Tova Menu. What does that mean? So Chassam Sofer says that a Kama Chacham, this has Bina, doesn't have Deya is the Chachma, which controls the Bina. It it channels the day channels the bina and makes the bina right. That mela, an animal, just has day, it doesn't have bina. So therefore, he's not even right to be like an animal. So therefore, kol tam chacham she ain lo day afil veil toiv emenu. So which means, but avada tam chacham that has day, then ain chod davar toiv emenu. There's nothing greater than a tam chacham with bina and day. But without day, he's uncontrollable. Same thing, a woman has a milo called Bina Yisera. But Bina Yisera, without being controlled, causes her to be all the chesroinis, all the chesroinis of being excited and nervous and worried and all whatever, other midas that come because of Bina Yisera. And it's a chrayis of the husband to contain and control and to channel these koiches of the woman. Once a husband has that containing and that control of is maintaining that midah of the woman, then in the house grows with that midah toiva, then you could use the midah toiva of Bina Yisera. That's why Mila de Alma, a woman is good for Mila de Alma. Because she has certain hindsight, which an understanding and havana on certain things that the husband overlooks. And certain times a woman, in certain ways, the husband is more gullible, Mila de Alma, and a woman doesn't have those constraints. But if they're not channeled, not controlled, not contained, then it can cause problems. And Mela calls mine a husband's not willing to give to his wife and to work with his wife and to bring out these koiches. You don't have to do the positively, but you have to be on a situation of you want to help. So then it'll be very hard for you because you won't be able to handle these chesroinis. You won't be able to handle this. Akadei kach, that a person can do such a thing is that as an extreme ma'isa, there was a young man in Shuvafat. It was about Shuva. He moved to Shuvafat. And he decided that the real religion is Islam. So he picked himself up in Shuvafat and he moved to Har Zeisim, near Har Zeisim, and he became an Islam Arab. An extremist, which he wrote, the post he printed in the computer, in the internet, that it's very important to blow up Jews. That was he became. And he took his whole family with him. And the detectives, it was what happened like 10, 15 years ago, Yad Lachman was trying to help. And the detectives went to the person to see, you know, check out the situation with the family. And the detective's report was the wife not under any stress. Why not under any stress? She doesn't seem to be bothered. I couldn't believe it. How could it be such a thing? Elamai, he did with a lot of chachma. He brought in these ideas, and you know, she wasn't a Baal Teshuva. She was she brought in these ideas into the house of what he wants to do, and he channeled it and brought it in, and he built him in. And Mela, when he did this big jump to move to Har Zeisim, it didn't bother her, and she didn't have a rush to leave. And Mela, and the detectives didn't feel that she was being tortured. So we see an extreme case that he was able to bring out, which is any time a person wants, and Kol Shekhen Gabi Ruchnis, if you have an idea, a certain ratzon to do certain ruchnis, to get things in your house, so you have to do it with a certain way. You don't just jump on your wife. Okay, we're doing this. You never mind to say that. You always mock with, you don't care, you always eat Kol Stam, or you always eat other things. And also you say, okay, take all the Hershey bars, you throw out of the house, and this it, and it's flipping over 1 second. No, you have to do everything slowly, slowly. Any idea, you want to, chashivas in Torah, chashivas in tefillah, chashivas in anything. So we see by chassidim, they leave the wife by the rabbi, and they go to the rabbi. Why? It's because that's a davar chashiv. It's a davar which is built into them. Anything can be taught to a woman as a chashivas. Rav Mellinger says that you should teach the woman the chashivas of what you appreciate. People do it by business. A woman is willing to be mak of herself for the husband's business and give up a lot of time and effort for her husband's parnasa. So it also can go in ruchnis also. Just you have to show. You have to. The husband has to show that how important certain things are in ruchnis. And the mela, by doing that, the husband, the wife, can grow also in that way. Masha'in Kain, the opposite of this ma'isa, was that I once got a phone call. My sister-in-law is a teacher in Lakewood, and she one of her students married someone who was a nice good bacher. I think also he was a bachur for a tufa a while. He was already in his, so and he had learned a normal yeshiva in America, and he moved to Meir Sharm. He decided to become very extreme from. He let his wife out of the house because it's tznius. And not only that, Okay, he got himself involved with people with a couple words on the Nachman, words on the yarmulkes, and drive motorcycles. And these are the people that were came to his house. So I had a phone call. He doesn't want to deal with Rabbanim because they all he doesn't trust them, and maybe trying to find someone that maybe I would be willing to speak to him. So okay, I said, come to my house, speak to me. But he never came to my house because I don't know if they were able to convince him to come to my house. Maybe he wanted me to speak, jump with him on top of a van and by a light. We discuss something. I don't know exactly. But Lamaisa, she was on the show. She was very erlich, and then she tried to be soivel. Kutza Maisa, after a year, she ran away. Right. So there are plenty. So he didn't know how to treat his wife like this person who went to become Islam how to treat his wife, and unfortunately. There's extreme cases, but just to bring out the nekudas, a person is a chroi for his wife to understand the chashivas of what he wants to do in his life and the importance of what he wants to accomplish, and he has to do it with slowly. Anything has to take time, because being a yisera has to be contained and maintained, and a husband has to understand that and be aware that if a woman has been a yisera, that's from a horse, you cannot change her, you can channel it, you can't change her, it means that she's excited, it has to be understood, that's her metzias. And therefore, sometimes we lose ourselves and we can't handle it, but we know what that is, the metzias, and then it's understood that, you have to, that's how you deal with it. And by slowly building it up, you can bring up the house in a lot of different inyanim and aspects which you hold are chashuv. Now, as to get back to the question of why we find these jokes about marriage and all the things, is because, we'll say like, holding Mil Shaivin, then Kedusha does not mean, or is not only a reference to Arayis, or how we have relations with a wife, that's the only Kedusha, because we see Kedusha is by, because Baruch Hu's Kaddish, and there's Svarim which are Kaddish, a Makoyim is a Kaddishim, there is Yomim a Kaddishim, Kedusha is encompassing all faceted, has to do with entire life. Now, Maseiros Yesharim says Kedusha is that when you take all your gashmis, take things, you use it not for yourself. Use it for a hechtemzit to do avodas Hashem, which is a high madrega, it's the highest madrega. But that is what Maseiros Yesharim explains Kedusha. Kuzri explains Kedusha, Avigdor Miller brings the Kuzri. Kuzri means perfection. Perfect in all ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kaddish means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely perfect, which means that a person who is involved in Gashmias, the more he's involved in Gashmias, the less perfect he is. The less he's involved in Gashmias, the more perfect he is. And we'll explain, probably down more to earth with the Akdama of Shem Lashkop and Shar Yosher. So as he brings up Pashek, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kaddish Ani, right? So you have to be Kaddish. So what does he mean Kaddish? So he explains Kaddish means to do for somebody else. That's Kedusha. A Kaddish Baruch Hu, Metzias, as we understand, is Olim Chesed Yibana, is Kulai Nesina. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made this world just for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is the extreme example of Kedusha, which means to give. We, people, have to emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu by giving also. We can't Yachol Kamoinu, like we might be like Hashem, Ani Hashem. Hashem has to be is a Kulei Meitiv. We cannot be a Kulei Meitiv. We have to have ourselves involved also. We have to have a Kamoicha, but we have to have a Kamoicha. We have to have ourselves. So Shem Shkab says that a person has to be Markev himself. He first, when he's growing up, he's just very selfish himself. And then when he has a family, so that's a little higher, and drinking that his family is himself. And why is he Meitiv to his family? It's because this is himself. And as a person gets more Dol Yisrael, why do they care about Klal Yisrael? Dol Yisrael worry about every single Yid, B'Prat and B'Klal, is because they feel that everybody's themselves. So B'Kitzer, Kedusha means to give. To give from yourself. And Mela, if that's Kedusha, then that's mamash the soid of marriage. Why? That's what Rabbeinu says that they changed. There used to be, it's an Isha Kikach Isha. Why did they change it to Kedushin? Lashon Kedushin. Why do we say it's Lashon Kedushin? Said because in order that you should realize that the whole soid of marriage is Kedusha. Now, it doesn't mean Shas when they're together in the room. That's not the whole. Atmosphere is based on Kedusha, which means to give from yourself, not to be selfish. Chazal say in Eicha, Pasuk in Eicha, Toiv LeGevish Yisrael. So the Chazal say, what's Toiv Shisrael? So one shot is Torah. One shot is to get married. So we see already that it's an oil, right? And we're holding in the middle of the kinnis, that we're saying Eicha, and we're trying to speak about the Churban. So if you say Toiv Shegelisa oil, which means the El Toira, so it means it's very good. There's a Churban. The base image was destroyed. Why? Because Azvus a Toira. So it'll be all of the Toira. Now we're mistaken the side of the Chet of the Churban. But why in the middle of the kinnis we bring it? What's this Eitzah? Got to be the whole Inyan of Churban. That Toiv Legever Shisael means to get married. But if the Yisrael, like the Shivan Shkap, is that a person is to give, the Tachas is to give, and by giving, you're doing Rebbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your mom is doing Rebbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Ein Chatik and Gadol Mizeh. Because the whole Chet, every Chet basically comes from selfishness. When a person has a desire, Kina, I want that. Taiva, I want that. Kovet, I want that. Kas, is because it's something disturbed me. Every midah, really, is selfishness. Based on selfishness, how you want to enhance the guf. If a person is a noisein, then he's not involved in his guf, then meila, then all chatoim really fall on the wayside because he's not involved in himself. Only if he's not involved in himself, then there's no chet. And meila, the chumrah of bias came from the chazal, all different types of chatoim. But the story is because I'm not doing the kash baruch. I'm not following the ways of kash baruch. You don't follow the ways of kash baruch, then you're following your own ways, your own self. And Mela, it causes Yeridis and causes Chatoim. So Mela, when Chazal say Toiv Legevash Yisrael, that's an Eitzah Toiv. That's the Toiv. What is a Toiv? Why is it Toiv? Because it brings out the best of a person. It doesn't make it easy. It makes it easier that we know that this is the Ratzon Hashem, is that we have to have an oil. Why should we have an oil? Because a Bacher, when he's a Bacher, has no oil. And he could come to his dira, you know, even if he has a roommate, but, you know, the roommate, you know, doesn't get bothered, so his roommates, they each has their own turf, and each one he could have his laundry in the side of his bed pile up to the sky, and then before Ben's mom, he takes it, shoves it into the suitcase, and close it, and he says, Hirma, right? That's a bacher, there's no oil. When you get married, there's an oil. The oil is now for you to be a noisein. And if you realize that you're a noisein, a meila, once a person has to be is a noisein, the meila, that is what creates shalom bayis, and that creates kedusha. This saying that people always say that you're suffering, and all those come from the attitude, which is because you're not willing to give. A bacher, when he says that he wishes to get married, it's coming from selfishness. He wants to get someone to serve him, to be with him, to do whatever he wants, and all whatever his eyes are, dreams are, what he wants out of taking out of a marriage. And Mela, such a person gets married, and he sees that's not working out that way. It's not, he's trying to take, and she's also trying to take. And what happens if both trying to take? So then both have come out to lose. And Mela, that causes a rift and causes the problems. But a person who has this attitude that he is a person, a noisein, and he wants to give, then about it, it's work, because you have to train yourself. You have to train yourself to give. And the person, first when he first gets, until he gets married, is constantly noisein. He's constantly makabel. And he's taking and taking. So therefore, you have to build yourself up. And a person can look, I have the two ma'isim, what I'm going to say now, are two ma'isim where because one was more shaykh to ruchnis, was able to be soivel the situation, and one was less able to soivel because they were brought up in different attitudes. My wife had a shaykh to someone who used to live over here. Husband, this is beside both the women. Husband was mamish, he went on a nervous breakdown, he couldn't handle pressure. And he was always relaxing and didn't help a lot, and she was really doing everything in the house. Mom was everything, and he really wasn't there for her dakal at all. And when they were moving back to America, so my wife and another lady went to help pack on the day that they're moving. Where was he? He was sleeping. He can't relax, he's healthy, he needs to sleep. And Kach was his base of the whole life, even now, that's the life of this couple. They have a nice amount of children. But in general, she's a very happy lady. She's a very happy lady. She's happily married. Now, Shane Kane, there's someone else who has a similar amount of, where the wife is upset at the husband's rebellion, that they tricked her, and she's upset that the whole life, the husband also cannot help her, and he doesn't understand help. When she came gave birth, he packed out. There was too much pressure for him. He left. Right? Okay, it's a problem. Right? The psychologist told him it's a problem, and she's very frustrated. And the difference was because it doesn't have to be this way. But I mean, this one was a young man, and you're going. The lady was was brought up in a Torah particular atmosphere. The other one is a Balabatsha family, and they love the Tachas. She was growing up that what she wanted was shifa for making a lot of money and making enjoying life, which is I mean, I'm not saying that people that is not the madrega of kedusha which is expected, which I mean that's a normal thing, but because that's the normal attitude of having to want to get married and enjoying life and living life with a nice house and everything, so when it all fails, so you can't handle it, and you're very, very upset and very bitter. And Mashaykin, this other person, she's still naive, but she's also very frum. And Mela, that frumkeit caused her to be very happy in such a reason. She's telling my wife, I'm married, I have a family. She was very tefreden in that attitude. Why? Because she was not in the problem. She didn't have the problem of selfishness, of being involved in herself. She had more shaykhs to kedusha. She came from a Torah family, and she still has a Torah, and you know, she teaches her son Mishnayis now, because her husband is not capable to understand Mishnayis. It sounds strange, but it's basically the same thing, and wife tells the other one that's very bitter, you willing to get divorced? Says, no. Why? Because I don't want to ruin the children. So then accept the situation and live with it. So, okay, it's easier said than done, but we see over here that if a person has Shaykhus to Kedusha, and Shaykh Kedusha, and Shaykh to be a Noisein, then Mimela, all the problems are easier to deal with. Mashiach, the person wants to take whenever the problems are, because it's a steer to what he wants to become and have. And merely it causes his own body's problems.